Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Oh, hello. Pleasure for you to stop by. I'm Sir Hercule Gaston. And if you'd like a PDF for your lovely RPG collection, go to rpgnow.com. Don't just go there now. Or go there through CanadianCrusaders.com or VorpalNetwork.com. What affiliates you know. It's absolutely smashing. Cheerio!
At his feet.
I'll get new beams with herd, big feathers.
Attacking that one, secondary attack on that one.
Sure. Okay.
He doesn't care as long as he's petted by me.
To make a separate attack roll on.
Harley would like that.
Okay. First one, 20 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Carried by mice.
And then marking him.
No, Ewoks. Okay. All palanquins should be carried by Ewoks.
15
That's
points damage.
Okay. He's bloodied.
He's bloodied as well. Awesome. And
bloodied.
Secondary attack. Nineteen versus reflex on the secondary attack.
We'll hit him.
And 12 points of damage on that one.
Okay. And are you giving Rend actions this round?
Rend can attack this one if I gave him actions, correct? Without moving from where he's at?
Yep.
Through the doorway?
Uh-huh.
Sure. Give him Rend actions this turn. Page of the 19 and rolled back to a 3.
You were robbed, man.
Alright, is it back visible or can only Kaya see it?
You still cannot see it.
Alright. Well, I'm going to cast Lance of Faith in the general direction of
where it used to be.
Yes.
Okay, roll it.
And I critted.
Okay. You managed to hit it.
Because I rolled a natural 20 and hit a 27.
Okay.
So what's your max damage?
Max damage is 15.
Jeremy.
Okay.
Could you get me that box on the floor now?
And Barrick gets a plus two to his next attack roll. And I think everybody hit point wise is okay.
Okay.
I think we're good.
All right. Barrick and Kaya, go ahead and make perception rolls.
Seven.
22.
Okay.
Do you have, like, a negative to your perception?
Gwen, make a perception roll.
Sorry, that would be a six, not a seven.
Just so you know.
Actually, I'm going to take that back. Tim, make a perception roll.
Nope. Okay.
Twenty-seven.
Okay. You notice that something moves there.
Do I get an attack of opportunity?
Yes, you do. As it moves on through.
Okay. Well, then I will use my magic missile, which can be used as a basic attack.
Okay.
And I will shoot in the air instead. Like.
Okay.
What happened to Barrick's turn?
I go after this one.
Yeah, this is this.
Oh.
And Tim and... Oh, I'm sorry. Sarek and Gwen, please make perception rolls.
Can I use the one I had last time?
No.
Ugh. 11.
What's the modifier on rolling it?
Whatever your perception modifier is under skills. Yeah. It could
20.
Also,
yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
Only Tim noticed it.
Only Tim noticed as it was moving around, and then it gets to swarm at somebody. And who is it going to be?
I didn't even get to roll.
That's because you're not back there. Probably actually swarm it. Kaya.
It is marked by me.
Oh, that's true. And you were the one who picked it up first, so it'll swarm at you. Wow. Wow. 26 at your AC?
Yes, it does.
Take 9 points of damage as it reappears.
As it reappears. Lovely. Yes. And take how much?
Take 9 points of damage. I think.
God, did you hear something, dog?
Yeah.
Did
you hear something?
Yes, 9 points of damage.
Was that the phone?
Somebody's
calling you.
So I can see it again?
Yes.
Yes, me, Gwen,
and
your doggy friend.
Got a plus 2 to hit.
Got a plus 2 to hit, and Gwen and I are flanking it at this point.
And you take 3 points of damage.
And I take 3 points of damage.
Just
I'm bloodied.
You should do something about that, Diego.
Let's take my victories where I can get them.
That seems fair. It's a GM thing.
Mm-hmm. You understand.
I do. Sometimes I do little victory dances, but not when players are around.
And I flail at it.
Well, then he can never take things.
Hang on.
Unless he does.
Remember, you got a plus 2.
That's fair, too.
Because.
And a plus 2 from the flanking bonus.
Does a 14 hit it?
No.
Right. Since we're getting another action point, I'm just going to go ahead and take another action point. And actually, I will Oath of Enmity the thing before I swing at
that point until the end of this encounter.
I know. I haven't used the other one,
right.
My other one yet. So.
Excellent.
So I Oath of Enmity first, and now I'm going to try to swing and hit the damn thing. That'll work better with a 29.
That will hit it.
Okay. It takes 13 points of damage.
It is enough to kill it.
Yay!
And we switch places.
Oh,
and you stab
the face.
And you stab Gwen in the face.
What do you want?
Sorry.
Watch, watch where I'm going.
My bad.
So Barrett kind of sweeps the axe around. You get on the flat side
and just it was killed.
Literally, like, clears a path through the
and actually
through the swarm.
I will become unbloodied with because of my life drinker weapon when I destroy the damn thing. So,
you take your 4 temporary hit points.
Alrighty then.
Because any damage you would take would go to temporary damage first.
And Tim,
you're up. Hit points until the end of the combat.
Stupid little blue man.
Oh. Do you need to be healed?
Probably wouldn't hurt.
As soon as my turn comes around.
I can always second wind at some
point. I'm gonna shock the crap out of those guys.
I got 2 healing words to use.
Two
more,
no waiting.
I'm gonna use shocking.
Than just your second wind. So
I'm using shocking sphere. Okay. So I cackle and then toss an orb of lightning right behind that dude. So it hits the So it hits the first two this way.
That went down
so. So boom, boom. Hopefully.
Is it a burst?
Yep.
So it should hit all three.
But I... Oh, yeah. All three. Okay, so it does.
I mean, I'll let it hit the only two.
No, no, no. I misread it. It was... I thought it was 2 creatures, but that's my other one.
Nice.
Ooh, I crit on 1.
Nice.
So we'll just start at the back. He took a crit.
Okay.
So that's going to be a total of... 6 plus my extra dice, 6. No, he only did. He took 24 points of damage.
Okay.
The other guy. Let's see.
Forgot about that too.
No, he didn't.
I have that thing that when I crit, I get another 6.
I'm sorry. He only took 22 points of damage.
Additional damage.
Yeah.
19. Does a 21 hit the other guy's reflex?
Yes.
Okay. And then, real quick, like, does a 15 hit the other guy's reflex?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, then I'll just roll damage. 3, 10, 10.
And then the critted guy takes full, doesn't he?
Yeah, I already added him, so.
Yeah. Okay.
My boy.
They're all still up. And they get to go.
I bet they're not happy.
Well, they're ghosts. It's a relative sort of a thing. And still, pretty much the only ones they can attack is, you. So both of them will take swings at you. And they'll scream out, "No! Not our collection! Bastards!"
Your collection sucks.
Does a 13 hit your reflex?
Yeah.
Does a 20 hit your reflex?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, two of them, buddy.
Okay. 6 points of necrotic damage.
Okay, I'm going to use the Cloak of Resistance since I didn't use it earlier to resist 5 of that, so I'll take 1.
How does that read me how that works?
It's a minor action.
It's a minor action. Gains resist 5 to all damage until the start of your next turn.
Is it an instant? Or no? It's a minor action.
Minor action.
That means you have to do it on your turn.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, then that's pretty much worthless.
You do it the turn before you think you're going to get hit.
Does it give you any other bonuses?
Oh, it gives you bonuses to will and reflexes.
Yeah, right. I've seen a few daily powers like that where you're like, okay.
It's of questionable usefulness.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I would almost just trigger it if we're going into like hand to hand with something nasty when you just are like, I'm going to get hit no matter what.
But since it's only for one turn.
Right. It's that little bit of survival at the beginning. But there's something to do with daily powers that, and I have to reread it, but basically as you go through encounters, you can get your daily back, but I'm not quite sure how that works. I haven't read it totally, so.
Gwen.
Because it's kind of confusing.
We still have three ghosts. And some waiting.
Oh, wait, they're ghosts.
I can't see any of them.
Yeah, he said that like three times.
Maybe see this.
I haven't
one.
Been paying attention to what they actually are.
If you moved around,
I've just been cooking it.
And if you stepped over there, you definitely could see this one.
I was more concerned about the things that were immediately
well, sure.
within my...
They're dead.
Yeah.
He killed them.
Yeah, I was holding the ghosts off while you guys were thinking with little statues.
And we were playing with toys. And
okay.
True, we were.
20.
That'll hit.
Isn't that right, Diego?
9.
That's right.
Okay, that'll actually kill it.
Sweet.
So I realize now I've been a complete idiot because they have faith. They could come to the room anytime they wanted.
Which one is it?
The guy by the door right there.
Right that one.
Okay.
They're just not very intelligent ghosts.
Apparently not. To apologize to all of our listeners, I think I'm off my game today.
I think we're all a little
sounds
bit.
Sounds like, well, then I'm falling asleep. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I'm clearly off my game today.
It's not you, it's me.
It's cheese.
It's cheese.
All right. Kaya.
I will move.
You'll only get 4 temp.
That's it.
Yeah.
Square into the room.
If something okay. decreased your 4,
the one ghost will probably swing at you when you do temporary hit points. So.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, I can't.
Does a 9 hit your reflex?
No.
Okay. It flails at you.
Ooh. And I will use Flurry of Blows to attack both of them.
Okay.
Well, the first one on the bloodied one clearly doesn't hit. Unless 13 hits its AC.
Yeah.
The other one hits a 22.
That'll hit.
Okay.
You got chi mark it.
Yep. And it takes 10 points of damage.
Okay.
And I dropped it. Well, I disrupted it.
And now it's bloodied.
Does your disruption work on ones you've even attacked? Because you could disrupt the other one as well.
I have to hit it.
Okay.
And also doesn't take effect right away, does it?
Mm-mm, I don't think it's
a little bit different than the
round.
Yeah.
Alright. Is that it for you, Kaya?
Yep.
Sarek.
Alrighty.
Ha ha ha. Load the dragon pistols and shoot him.
Ha ha! Smoke! I will. Take a totem's reins, connecting with my foe with the added weight of my totem.
Alright.
23 versus its AC.
That'll hit it.
Points of damage.
Alright.
Target is slowed until the beginning of my next turn.
Okay.
And it was this one, obviously.
Okay.
And I will not give Rend an action, so. Okay.
Ella.
To lance a face the guy that's now currently in my line of sight.
Kill it! Kill it! Kill it good!
send it to whatever death god you worship.
I don't think that's
death god.
Well, you worship one of them.
Does a 15 hit its reflex?
Does a 15 hit its reflex? Yes, a 15 does hit its reflex.
Alrighty then.
No, they are ghosts, right? No, they're undead. Right?
Yeah, and this is radiant damage. I can't get up there to cast Turn Undead. Because it's a close burst, which means that it originates from me.
It's all good. We're
I
killing
I can't get
him.
Close enough.
I was going to try and push my way into the room, but it's...
You could ride the discus.
12, it's 12 points of radiant damage.
What do I know about ghosts, by the way? Do they do anything nasty when they die?
Some of them might. It really varies. If these are your basic standard ghost, then no, they probably won't do anything nasty when they die. Some ghosts can actually possess people, but it's a good shot that since these haven't done it yet, they probably can't.
Right. And then who's after me? Who's immediately after me?
Well, the swarm's dead, so me.
Yeah. Okay, so you get a +2 to... And it's not going to matter, because you're probably not going to be
able
to hit it.
You did 12.
Yeah, it's radiant damage, so I think it's...
I'd give it to... Who goes... There. I give it to either Kaya or Sarek.
Okay.
If you can.
I give it to Kaya. I can give it to any one of my allies.
Give it to Kaya, because I can't get up there and really do much anything.
Alright, Barak.
Can I see that one guy that's in front of... that's up against the wall on that side from where I am? Sort of barely.
Sure.
Really doesn't matter. I'll move me... I move behind there. And what is it to ready a weapon?
It's... maybe a minor.
Here,
there is a quick draw, I think, still.
Here.
Is there? Ready or stow a shield is a minor action.
Draw or sheath a weapon is minor.
Okay, then I might minor action. I'll draw. I forgot I had this. I draw out my short bow and I'll just take a shot at that guy.
Nice.
The basic attack with a 20. Does that hit his AC?
Yes.
Ooh, there you go.
8, 9, 10. 11 points of damage.
That will actually kill it.
Ha ha! Ghost is done!
Yay!
Make it dissipate, or whatever.
Go to hell! Go to whatever fey hell that... What's the fey hell?
Fey? We don't have a hell. It's not that I'm aware of.
Don't have a what?
Hell.
No. Does the fey have a hell?
I don't think so.
I must...
Oh, sweet Jeebus, not that guy again. Listen, fat and tubby, go away. Had enough of you.
Okay, before you got here,
I'm done with you.
Eric realized
you
said it looked like the Burger King can was a ghost.
If it was, we would have just destroyed the thing immediately.
Yeah, there would have been a lot of...
There would have been no trying to do...
We'd have found a way.
We would have persevered. Like, it must be destroyed. It is evil.
It could be destroyed now. Just let me try.
Shut up.
Yeah, we just have... It's a naked man statue.
Right now, it's just a naked man statue. We're like, hey, whatever.
Tim, you're up.
Are you hiding in the alcove, Tim?
If I go there, can I see that other dude?
Probably not, no.
Okay,
there's a wall there.
I will do this, then.
You can just fireball Kaya.
I could.
I'd rather not.
I'll take my attack of opportunity.
You want to play with this?
Does 21 hit your reflex?
Reflex is an 18.
Sorry, 22.
What about your shield?
So I will activate my shield.
It's a 22.
That won't hit then.
Okay.
Well, actually, that would be a 22, so it would. But instead, I will also activate my staff of defense. So no.
Okay.
Now what do I want to do to actually hurt him?
Now that I'm here.
That's true. You already provoked Ronan, so you could cast right here. You could punch.
I'm going to trigger my daily power to cast two magic missiles. At him.
Okay.
The 22, was that with its minus 2 because it's marked by me?
Oh, no. It would have been a 20. It would have been a 20.
Does a... Oh, so...
You didn't need to trigger your staff.
Then I won't trigger my staff then. I'm going to save that. I'm assuming a 15 won't hit his reflex.
A 15 will hit his reflex.
Oh, sweet. Then they both hit his reflex.
It takes 412 points of damage.
No, not yet.
It explodes.
And it splits.
Then it becomes...
It becomes two.
And then it sheds its guys and its Demogorgon.
Yes.
Huh.
Perfect.
I don't have a mini for demo.
Don't worry about it. You don't need one.
Do you have like one of those?
29 points of damage.
Matching that.
Okay.
You just pull the pink dog down.
It's dead.
Ha ha!
It dissipates in ghosty
goodness.
Take that! Booyah!
I'm doing the wizard dance.
Alright.
I see.
He's doing the wizard dance.
It's a geeky thing, but I'm doing it anyway.
Spooky.
I will burn two healing surges to heal myself.
I'm sorry, why did you remind me?
Hey. No big deal.
Ha! Ha ha!
I had a minor action.
Right. Assuming we get a short rest and we get an action point, yeah.
Yes, a short rest and an action point.
Woo-hoo. Now can we safely search that other room?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, what's behind the curtain?
I think those are tapestries.
Oh.
Yes, they're tapestries.
Of doom.
Window?
Of doom.
I mean, we are here to view the tapestries!
Wait. No.
We got a 28 on search.
They're... Doesn't seem to be anything of value on
there. Ah, nothing of value!
Things I can smash, though?
There are broken bits of figurine.
Ha
ha! Smash some more.
Freak.
Okay.
Yes.
Are there pots that I can throw against the wall?
No, she can.
Damn, we know.
Has anything changed after the ghosts were in there?
So
no. Okay.
Right.
Alrighty.
Where to next?
I guess back down here.
Check out that room.
We'll go check out this tower here.
Okay, so you're heading down there.
We explode.
Where do you want us to stop?
You explode and die.
These games suck.
I hate you.
Old paintings hang on the walls of the 10-foot-wide corridor in the southeast corner, which is where you're going. So as you're heading down there, there are more paintings down there. The portraits depict various people who have lived in the house over the years, and there is, in fact, one that you recognize as Senegoth. Compared to most of the other paintings you've found, these seem almost disturbingly untouched by the ravages of time. Everyone make a perception roll.
It probably is him.
Senegoth.
20.
The Mage of Fiber?
Yes.
If there is fiber inside of my treasure chest, I'm going to be annoyed.
That would be the Fae God Fiber.
Well, even if that's in my treasure chest, I'm going to be pissed.
The Fae God of Explosive Diarrhea.
What's the difficulty we're looking
that
for?
Loose on Tullus.
16.
Yeah, I don't make that.
Okay.
Woohoo!
There's a door.
They look like 10 portraits here.
24.
And
opening the door.
You are certain.
Hold on, we're looking at the photos.
That
those
the picture of Senegoth is looking right at Tim.
Right, don't open the door.
I open the door.
You open the door.
And oh, something. God.
Okay, hold on. No.
Great.
It's locked.
Right. Don't smash the door. Wait. Just a moment. Please.
What's behind the painting?
Set the axe down.
He said please. He never said please.
I'm waiting. You've got 30 seconds.
Right. I'll move like a couple. What? Only 30 seconds?
Well, 25 now.
Eric.
20.
Beric, come on. Give him a chance.
15.
He's been really
so
good.
So the room explodes and you kill us all in hell. I'm going to beat you for eternity.
You know, you could explain why you need me to wait rather than
fine.
Be a pitcher's
looking at me. No. Okay, that's possible.
Just saying.
I didn't think about it that way. Is my 30 seconds gone?
Yes.
Right. The photos, or the painting's staring at me. Give me a second, please.
It's definitely looking at him.
I'll go stand over here.
Yep, that's creepy.
It turns its head so, look, so just to look at you.
Yeah, your master is definitely a dick.
Right. Well, yep. I will... I will
turn the painting around.
We could open the magic chest and blow him up and the chest at the same time.
Give me a minute.
Okay.
And a half.
Okay.
I will detect magic.
There. Okay. Seems
I got
to be some residual magic in this area. Yes.
Is there anything about the painting?
No.
If I pick up the painting and shake it a lot, does it fall out?
No.
If he talks
it's
to
a
the
good
painting.
Quality painting.
If you put the painting in the bag
it's
of holes,
it's probably worth more than the other paintings that you have in it.
How are you doing?
He pushes his ear up to the painting. For those of you listening at home,
everybody might want
to
cover their ears.
The painting.
No, I'm just like waiting for him to respond. Fine. I'm gonna try a couple different languages here. People might want to like cover their ears.
Oh, you're gonna try that abyssal, aren't you?
Right.
No. Yeah,
and
that
Red
still
gets
sucks.
Pissed.
Yeah.
I instinctively smack you. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
Then I'll try Infernal.
Smack, dude. I am sorry.
And
yeah.
Infernalish.
No, truly. Missile hurt.
Then I smack you again.
Ren's ears.
Yes.
So Ren would probably attack you.
He's pissed. You could stop him if you wanted to, but he wants to.
I'm gonna try and hold him back.
Okay.
No. Again, when you're dealing with a enraged creature.
Earplugs.
You put them in him.
No, not my bad.
No. It's your responsibility.
Right. Then I will try one other thing. I will talk to my other friend.
What are
you
doing?
Are you talking to a watch?
No.
What are you doing?
You know anything about this picture?
What are you talking to?
What the crap?
I see nothing.
I got a 25.
As I'm holding my cloak.
Barrett got bored about 3 minutes ago and now is deciding on which mode of attack on the door.
16.
Okay, anybody who got better than a 16.
Hinges are probably right there. Just cleave right there.
You're like trying to whisper at something and just one of the other statues. This is a statue of a.
Along the
of a Beric.
Hey.
Kind of rolls its eyes.
Beric.
What? Who?
Statue moved.
I'm sorry, not the statue. The
one of the other paintings.
One of the other paintings of a Beric actually rolls its eyes. You're pretty sure.
Painting moves. This one over here moved.
Okay.
I got nothing. You can smash the door if you really want to.
What, don't we have somebody that can pick locks?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you want to do it that way.
You're not helpful!
Tech traps, maybe?
Wait.
I got a 16 to pick.
I could catch you on fire.
The painting does look valuable. You can probably get 10 gold out of this.
Fine. Go on the pile.
For each painting.
He's like, fine. Dunk, 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 dunk.
I've got a 16 to pick the lock.
That is not going to be enough to pick the lock.
So I want
to
see how
and decide
next time when he's
let
got all these paintings stacked on his.
And then let me try. Can I try it again?
How many paintings are there?
There are 10 paintings.
I will. While they're trying to break the wall, though, I've got Arcana history.
Yes.
Okay.
And you've got what?
I am trained in religion, dungeoneering, arcana, and history. Okay. So I'm trying to just ponder if there's anything that these pictures may assist with.
Logically speaking, if these paintings are associated with your master, maybe like some of these are like his master before him and his master. And
well, probably, yeah.
That's just a guess.
But I'm wondering if maybe there's something.
Can I smash the door yet?
I don't care.
I think she. I'll just turn the door knob and open it. If you really need to smash
Fine.
The door. Harley, get a little personal with the dog, aren't you?
Good boy. Are any of the paintings of the demon chicks?
No. These look like portraits of definitely relatively normal
human worm babies?
Others. Humans and other races. Okay. Though mostly human.
But obviously there's a barrack and a moge in here.
Yeah.
Oh. Alrighty. Well, you open the door.
Yep. I guess.
You push him through the wall.
It's empty.
Oh, all right. You open up the door?
Yeah.
Okay. The room is empty. There is a ladder that looks kind of rickety. May not hold your weight. That leads up to a trap door in the ceiling.
We haven't found anything in here that would fit in that hole in that demon.
We're only on the second floor.
Question, which way does the door open? In or out?
In.
Okay.
I can get up there without the ladder, without using the rickety ladder.
Well, yeah, and there's also the spiral staircase. Does that spiral staircase still go up? Or is it just the ladder?
Let me double check.
Here's that question. Let me double check.
I think it still goes up.
Can't you just click on one of those down there?
Yes, it still goes up.
This might be another area of the of the tower that it's not accessible, obviously.
Yeah, I'd say we just go up the stairs. If there's
it just goes to a trap door in the ceiling. So.
Alright, let's go...
Back up to the spiral staircase and go up.
So you go up the spiral staircase. In a perfect world, I'd want to piton this door, but it opens in. So.
Well... We don't have anything to trigger, like...
Oh, and to us...
So one of you stays inside and pitons the... Wait.
Hmm?
So one of you stays inside and then pitons the...
Exactly.
Wait.
All right. Well, let's go back to... Let's close this door. Okay. And let's go back to the spiral staircase. Right. And continue on up.
Yep.
All right. That's what we do.
What the hell is danger
sign? It probably gives you a bonus to something.
Okay. It's like your space.
It may also make you not be surprised in certain circumstances. I don't know. I'll look at you.
Okay.
Is it a feat?
No.
Okay, so,
it's one of my racial features.
Before you get too far into here, this odd-shaped room is filled with overturned... furniture, tables, chairs, divans, braziers, and more. Broken
braziers.
Bits of crockery, braziers.
Oh.
Broken bits of crockery and various utensils and items lie scattered across the floor. A heavy purple curtain, blackened with mold and mildew, covers an exit to one area. Yes, that's the moldy purple. Rats also scurry everywhere in here. So you kind of look up there.
So we know that smell.
Yes. And there are a bunch of very large rats up here. There is one rat in particular who has some kind of growth coming out of his head.
like a were-rat?
No. It's
an alien rat?
It looks like it has some kind of a weird growth coming out of its head. It's got this blood-red mane with tendrils.
Gross.
That is kind of growing down its back. The others don't look like that, but I do need 7 rats. Six of them are minion rats. 9, 10 rats. 6 of them are minion rats.
So you need what now?
10 rats. 6 of them are minions.
What are you doing back there, Harley? Harley, get down.
White shelf?
Oh. Yeah. No. Get down. Stop playing with my pottery.
Skunk rats.
Yes. Mighty skunk rats.
Sorry. Isn't that what you would call them? Skunk rats?
So, yes, there are many, many rats in the room.
You guys, I hear scurrying up there. What's going on?
Rats.
Yep.
This town is infested with rats everywhere you go.
Hey, it's more rat tails.
There's rats and rats.
Rats equal rat
tail. We should just invest in rat slaying weapons.
All right.
Tim the rat slayer.
So do you just roll initiative immediately now?
I'm sure
or?
Your master
yeah,
will
I think
proud.
So.
Yes.
Everybody on the stairs, so everybody needs to roll initiative.
Master's a dick anyway.
And the rats are all scurrying around, and you kind of look at the rats kind of look at you, and then you all kind of realize that you probably should, you know...
fight!
Rats are like, hey, dinner!
They're like, yeah, whatever.
Dinner.
Shut up.
Initiative bonus is higher than mine, yeah.
Alrighty.
Roll 20.
Yes. Of course, that'll be the last 20 that I roll for the duration.
Of the campaign.
Yes. That's exactly what I was thinking in my head. Thank you so much, honey.
We got our point.
Okay, Gwen.
8.
Sarek.
28.
Christ on the crutch.
Ella.
25.
Kaya.
28. I didn't roll a 20.
Jeez. Tim.
11.
Eric.
22.
It's you and me, Tim. Oh.
Okay, so Kaya and Sarek can fight over who gets to go first, I guess. Unless, who has the higher dexterity?
Probably Kaya. I do, my 20.
Yes, by a lot. And she was ahead of me on the stairs, so I'm not going to push her out of the way.
Just
so she can go first. I said I wasn't going to.
Okay.
I didn't say I was going to.
This rat. Punch me in the face.
Okay.
Take that, rat.
Well, and two unnamed rats and two ratmen.
Will a 21 hit its AC?
Yes.
Okay.
Which one are you swinging? Yes. And it dies horribly.
I don't have any more rats that aren't different looking, so you're going to have to deal with... Here's two rat men, and here's two more named rats.
Okay.
Alrighty. I am ratless. Mm-hmm. You and your rat fetish.
I'll bring
and
some
you, Eric, are a rat thing.
And I refuse to buy Skaven because they suck.
Sarek.
And Chris they work in Tullus.
Yeah, but they're Skaven.
You exploded a rat.
Yeah, why would I,
killing in whatever
why
manner
I,
you
why
wish.
Why would I want to buy Skaven?
I just punch it and crush its skull.
Okay.
I'm simple. I don't want to damage the tail.
Okay.
It explodes except for the tail.
Yeah, right.
It's like floats down into the palm of your waiting hand.
These rats are reasonably large, but you're not sure if they're going to be large enough to pass off as real rat tails, because they are smaller
than the
others.
They were rat men babies.
See, I will keep track.
They don't need to be rat men, they just need to be rats.
I'll keep track, and then you'll just give me an updated, corrected one. So it works out.
Okay, Sarek.
Okay.
If it's a spiral staircase, I'm standing at the exit to it.
Right.
So.
But I'm assuming this is like a rail that I could maybe vault over.
You can try and climb up. Or something along those lines. Okay. Make an acrobatics roll or athletics, really, the one you want.
Okay, I'll roll athletics. 26.
Oh, that'll do it.
We're going to count that as one or two, or...
Let's count it as two.
Okay, that's fine. 3, 4... He's occupying here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is the, just before you actually do that, that is the big wiggy one with the tendrils. The wiggy tendrils coming down his back.
That's fine.
And the one rat will get a chance to try and bite you.
That's fine.
If I can find a d20. And we'll probably fail. But,
you should have d20s over there.
Does a 22 hit your AC?
22 will hit my AC.
Okay.
But, hold on.
What does running do again? Just adds 2 to your space and then
keep it up. And you grant any grant combat advantage for that round. Turn.
I would have taken the rage seeing the rats.
Okay.
So that would have given them +2 to me, or against me.
Okay.
But I will get an attack of opportunity again, or as an immediate action, I get a basic attack versus his attack of opportunity. So okay. I'll take his damage.
All right, take 3 points of damage.
Right.
As the rat bites you.
Yeah, Jeremy, it's +2 to your speed. You take a -5 to attack rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Great advantage. And you provoke opportunity.
And
attacks.
Try to punch him.
Do you go before me then?
15.
11.
Yes, oh, yeah, that will be enough to hit and kill the rat.
I can't move up the stairs past you unless I run.
You also have ranged stuff, dude.
And
yeah, but I have to be able to see him.
That's true.
And with so many guys in the room, I'd like to use Fire Shroud.
I'll just sustain strike this big guy in front of me.
Okay.
+25 versus his AC.
Ooh, we should invest in
yes, that will hit him.
Specialized bags of devouring. We should run it through the rat, stuff it in the bag of devouring, and it spits out the tail.
Damage.
Okay.
And I get 4 temporary hit points.
That's forward thinking, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, town infested with rats, might as well. Or it only devours rats and rat men.
Okay.
So when you reach in, all you get is tail.
Mark a wrath him.
Kind of gross, anyway.
And we'll give Rend. Use my minor action to give Rend an action.
Okay.
And
did we determine that the
Extra damage on cleave doesn't kill a minion? Doesn't.
Extra damage on cleave does not kill a minion. You have to actually hit the minion.
That's lame.
So start on the minion and then...
Still lame.
And Randall will attack a minion.
Okay.
Does 14 hit their AC?
No. Alright, I believe Ella, you're up next.
And it looks like I'm going to skip this round because I don't think I can get up the stairs.
What's your speed?
4.
You can
Why
do
is
it.
Your speed 4?
Because apparently I took a minus 1 to because of my armor.
Mm-hmm. You could get here, though.
You can get right up behind me. As a, then that's just a move action.
Okay. That's one move, and then you still have a standard and a...
You should be able to see from here.
Yeah, okay. You can see from there. So you still have a standard and a minor left.
All right.
And Barrett's going to move so I can get past you, so
all right.
Not a big deal. Got to get some of those minions out of there anyway.
Alrighty.
Isn't that right, Diego?
Totally all right. Out. Let's see.
I'm glad he's comfortable.
He's like, he's glad he's comfortable too. For once in his life, he has declared dominance over the world and gained the chair.
We'll go ahead
but
and
his
use,
chair smells like nothing but Ethan, so I will let it sleep in it forever.
Sacred Flame.
Okay.
On... whatever minion that I can see.
Okay.
I think I can see the one that's K-cornered or Rend, or one of the ones that's in the corner on that.
You can pretty much, yeah, you can see either of the two minions. The one that's actually in the corner is not a minion.
The one in the corner?
That one is not a minion.
That is not a minion.
Minion and
two
minion.
Two that look different aren't minions. Okay.
So not a minion, not a minion.
Okay. Well, then the one that's kitty corner from Rend.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and use Sacred Flame.
Okay.
And a 26.
That will hit him.
Hits his reflexes, I'm assuming.
Yep.
So.
And it dies horribly.
Extra crunchy.
And, let's see, someone... Blah, 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 da, da, da. One ally you can see either gains temporary hit points equal to my charisma modifier and one half my level or to make a saving throw. So I'm assuming nobody needs to make a saving throw. And I'll go ahead and give Rend the extra damage, which I think the extra hit points. My charisma modifier, so that's 6 points.
Yay.
I can pretty much do that to everybody. But Ren seems to take a lot of damage. Yeah, he gets right up there in that action.
Alright, Barrick, you're up.
1, 2, 3, Oath of Enmity on him, and then I swing 25 AC, hit him?
Yes.
Oath of Enmity.
And I'm
is
pretty
that...
sure the Oath of Enmity is a daily thing for him.
Nope. Encounter.
Yeah.
Cool. 9. It's 19 points of damage, and it does not mark him, and I'm not going to mark him because he already marked him. It's a... It's a once per encounter thing, and it recharges when the thing goes down to 0 hit points that I have it on.
That's sweet.
Alrighty. That's Barrick, and now the Wiggity Rat gets to go. Okay. So
Wiggity Rat, run away.
But the effects of Oath of Enmity only last until the end of my next turn. So my whole two dice thing only goes till then.
He will try to bite.
Bite.
Wiggity dire rat thing will try to bite you.
Me? Or it is marked by him?
Well, we'll try to bite you then. And with a mighty 5, probably won't.
No, even with its minus 2, it's still not going to.
Okay.
Or never mind. Minus 2.
Tim! As I assume the viewer AC is higher than 9.
Yes.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9. 6. So, what do I see up here? I see a minion rat, and then 2 with name tags.
Yes.
And they have tentacles coming out of their heads?
The one that's
an actual mini has tentacles coming out of its head.
Beric is fighting, has tentacles coming out of its head. It's sort of like this red mane that goes more or less all the way along its back. And instead of hair, it's wiggly tentacles.
Alright. I summon my creepy hand.
Goose it.
My Bigby's icy grasp. I conjure a 5-foot-tall hand of ice in an unoccupied square within range, and the hand attacks.
I'm going to have to go find one of my spare, ghast arms.
Yeah.
Ghoul arms. Chop it off and put it on the base for you.
That'd be awesome.
It's like this clawed hand that's like this.
Now, as a move action, you can move the hand up to 6 squares. I guess it just sticks around for the encounter. But it's going to attack the guy right next to it. Doesn't say it goes away.
It will, but you have to sustain it, I think.
No, that's just to do additional damage. It says a minor action. The target grabbed by the hand takes 1d8 modifier pull damage.
Is it a conjuration?
Yes.
Okay, then it stays till the end of the...
Sweet! Encounter. I have a creepy hand! That is awesome. Okay, it's intelligence.
The X-Files we just watched yesterday.
And I love the little cardboard bit that you've drawn a handprint on.
Yeah, that's why I had to take a picture of it.
Okay, that critter in the corner.
Okay.
Is his reflex a 25?
His reflex is significantly less than 25.
Alright. Well, it goes. And now it's going to take damage.
Cold, icy damage.
Not much old cold, icy damage. That's okay. I can keep doing it. So, 3, 4, 5, 10. 10 points of icy damage.
Okay. Deathly goose.
I'm like, ha 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 ha.
All right.
Oh, wait, it doesn't go away yet. Okay.
And now the
minions can't move.
He can't move.
If the target the hand grabs the target attempts to escape, the hand uses your fortitude and reflects defense. Basically, he has to. Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's going to follow him around the room.
1, 2, 3.
I thought my little artwork was
4. Sure.
It does look cool.
What I really want is the creepy green hand from the Dungeon Keeper game.
Oh.
A picture of that. Have you guys ever played that? Dungeon Keeper 1 or 2? Oh, that's a great game.
Oh, wait. He doesn't move yet. Sorry.
That would be funny. That's true. That would be funny too.
All right, so my remaining minions get to.
It's a humongous hand, though.
Far too priceless. I had to.
Ha! Ha ha! That's awesome.
Glue's still drying, but there you go.
I'll spray paint it like white, or just leave it like that because it could also be the mage's hand. Funny.
Okay.
For everybody at home, we now have a hand on the board for Bigby's icy grasp.
You want to grab a picture so you can post it?
I got it.
Maybe the familiar I'll take is just going to be a hand with an eye in the middle.
Can you send me that picture? You got Bluetooth?
Or I can send it. I can send it various different ways.
If you can just text it to me, it's fine.
Yeah, then I can get it off my phone.
Then I can attach it in the ID3 tags of the the ID3 tags of the show.
Okay, so two of the minion rats are going to try to bite Sarek. And one of them is going to fail miserably, the other one is going to hit an AC-23.
Yeah, sure.
You get bit for 3 points of damage.
Okay. I'm almost irritated.
Almost.
Well, it almost took away all my temporary hit points. I mean, you know, come on.
And Gwen, you're up.
Well, I try to come upstairs. I can only move 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which you've got one more movement, so you can kind of go wherever you can go. There.
Here, 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 or here.
It doesn't matter. Wherever.
And then probably curse something big.
Yeah.
Or, okay. Well, actually, no, you have to curse the closest thing, but...
Which would be one of the minions.
No, yeah, I was going to say that would be the one there, but...
It's free temporary hit points once you kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm going to do...
Vaporize them all!
Curse of the Dark Dream on the big wiggity guy.
Okay.
No, I won't.
Okay.
And now the dire rats get to go. So that dire rat is going to try and attack the hand. Is that anything even possible?
All he can do is try to escape it using my fortitude or reflex defense.
Okay. Well, the one dire rat isn't terribly bright, so he will try and bite at the hand.
Yeah, it's a giant ghostly hand. I'm made of ice. It's like, ow, 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 not hurting me, ow. Yeah, not hurting me. Probably has a little Tim face on it.
And Rend gets a opportunity attack on that guy.
Okay.
I may take some of the summon spells. I haven't decided yet.
22 AC.
That'll hit it.
Because we can always use more critters on the board.
Just 4 points of damage, but it was a claw, so he will be bleeding.
Right. Okay. So that dire rat tries to swipe at the mighty big fist and fails miserably. The other two dire rats both go after Ren. I assume an 18 will hit Ren.
Yes.
Okay.
Not getting enough signal to send via text message.
That's fine. Send it later.
Ren will take 15 points of damage.
Yeah.
And has contracted filth fever.
Lovely.
Filth fever.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. We're gonna have to get that cured.
You said 15?
Mm-hmm. This brings us to the top of the next round. Kaya.
So another big one moved in. Two big ones, I guess?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to use Tiger Lunge.
That'll work. I'm going to light the room up in a second.
I hope to God that hits him. It's a 28.
Who are you trying to attack?
The rat man. Or rat, dire rat,
the
whatever
rat?
It is.
Okay, yes, that will hit the dire rat. By a lot.
Over here. Not bad.
That will be super crappy damage for encounter power.
Yeah, mine was a daily stupid crapper damage. But at least you can fly around and go like.
And I guess I could push him or shift him, but I don't want to. I want him to stay there.
Okay.
Sarek, you're up.
Righto. Kill them all.
Okay. Minion, and big guy, right? Yeah. Okay. I will... Actually, two of the rats on Rend are big rats.
Yeah. That's fine. I can't get to all the rats on Rend. I just was looking.
Zatic Attack. We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice within dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them. We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Ooh, me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at GamersAttic.com.
Tolus Arcana Evolved and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.